Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. We have a lot of fun doing this show. I am Greg Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. Also, GregCrawfordBasketball.blogspot.com. And certainly want to thank Blog Talk Radio for the opportunity to do this show. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, I am also the COO of Kia Cow and Crawford Sports Management. You can look us up, find out more about our company and all the good things, and feel free, just like you can contact Richard Lucas anytime, feel free to contact us. No expectations. Glad to talk sports, life, anything else about it, but you'll also be able to talk about the services that we offer, which are quite a few, including expansion into event planning and also helping people with foundations. So a lot of fun doing that, and a lot of fun doing this show. The real star of this show is Richard Lucas. And, of course, Richard, we're waiting for Richard to join us tonight. Sometimes he has some things come up, including his State Farm insurance business that he owns. And I know firsthand from talking to his many customers that he does a great job with that that business, and does a great job of customer service, not only his knowledge and all that other good stuff. And, of course, we ask him really good questions on that about insurance. And we also talk about basketball here. But, of course, I'm going to ask him if he's able to join us tonight, which he might not be able to. I'm going to ask him about, does your insurance really go up when you get speeding tickets? And if we can't ask him that tonight, you want to be sure and tune in next Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, in which I will ask him that question. It's always an interesting question because everybody's always worried about getting speeding tickets. First of all, you shouldn't get them. But if you do, everybody's always worried how it's going to affect their insurance. And I definitely want to ask Richard that question. It's probably going to happen next week. Of course, it's been quite a week in basketball. You know, and I'd like to stay on for a little while in case Richard doesn't join us, and you can call us, and I know my good friend Jovan Alford might be calling us tonight at 347-202-0927. I'd like to know who you think is going to win these NBA series as we get into kind of the quarterfinals. Does Memphis have a shot to upset Golden State? Who's going to win Chicago, Cleveland? Who's going to win Washington, Atlanta, which I think is really the toughest of those series to call? And then the Clippers. Oh, my gosh, the Clippers. Clippers in Houston, that is a great series. So if you want to call in, 347-202-0927, and give us a call and let me know who you think is going to win that. I know you've listened to the great Jovan Alford on here many times. He may call us tonight. You never know. But we'll stay on a couple minutes longer because Richard wasn't able to join us tonight. And hopefully we'll get a couple calls here. If not, we know most people do not enjoy calling radio stations and calling in on radio programs. They like to listen. But, you know, only about 1% of the people that listen really actually do call in. So I know that a lot of you like to listen out there, but you just don't want to call. But tonight is the chance. 347-202-0927, and we'll give you as much time as you want on the air and talk about. I want to talk about the NBA playoffs because that's what's heating up in basketball, and that's what we do the majority of this show about. Of course, Richard Lucas, who joins me most weeks, he played basketball at University of Oregon 4 years. The great Don Munson was his coach, and he played at an undersized center. But he did just a terrific job that he coached overseas. He coached here. He worked at Adidas. And now, of course, he owns his own State Farm and, you know, Quite a go-getter, Richard, and everybody should be proud of him. I'm proud to know him as a friend. So he does a lot of good in the community and a lot of good other good things. And, of course, his son, Landon, is going to be a junior at the University of Kansas next year, and that's kind of exciting. What a basketball program that is. But I think for tonight, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for listening to our abbreviated version tonight of our show. We actually were only going to go 15 minutes tonight, so we're going to go a little shorter than that. But I hope you'll spread the word about this show, Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball. But we have a lot of fun doing it. We're on at 10 o'clock every Wednesday night, Pacific Daylight Time. And I'm glad you listen. If you're listening for the first time, thank you. We'll hope you come back. If you listen many times, we appreciate you being back each week. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws.